Hello, Subic County and LaBarge. This is Albert Summers reporting to you on January 30th, the start of the fourth week of the general session of the 67th legislature. A lot is happening this week. We will hear and work on the budget bill throughout the week, and tomorrow, Tuesday, January 31st, is the last day for House bills to be introduced. House Bill 66 failed today on third reading. In its original form, this bill would have prohibited businesses, medical facilities, and schools from requiring face masks and vaccinations. However, this bill runs counter to the position the state of Wyoming has already taken on this issue. In 2021, Wyoming joined 11 other states in a lawsuit against the federal government to protect the rights of businesses to maintain control over how they operate their businesses. We won that portion of the lawsuit, and I do not support changing directions and taking this right away from businesses, as this bill would have done. During the same time frame, Wyoming also joined 24 other states to reject the CMS vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. The Supreme Court eventually upheld CMS authority to require COVID-19 vaccinations to beneficiaries of federal Medicare and Medicaid dollars. The decision requires healthcare providers receiving federal health care dollars in Wyoming to ensure their staff have been vaccinated. In order to continue to remain in compliance with these CMS requirements, workers at medical facilities must follow CMS rules in order to continue to receive the federal health care funding. Hospitals, nursing homes, and the state cannot afford the cost, which is at least $800 million a year. I believe the courts have already settled both of these underlying topics of this bill, and for this reason, I voted no on House Bill 66. House Bill 83, Tribal Agreements to Hunt and Fish, passed on third reading today. This bill authorizes the governor to negotiate and enter into agreements with the tribes concerning hunting, fishing, and trapping and gathering rights claims in the state. This bill was drafted in response to the 2019 U.S. Supreme Court decision Herrera versus Wyoming, which determined that tribal hunting rights outlined in federal treaties were not extinguished when Wyoming became a state. This is an important bill, and I supported it. Today, we also heard House Bill 1, the budget bill, in the Committee of the Whole. Members of the House Appropriations Committee took turns walking House members through different sections of the budget, including operating expenses for all executive, legislative, and judicial branch agencies, including the University of Wyoming, community colleges, and K-12 education. Throughout the week, representatives will have the opportunity to debate the budget and offer amendments. A mirror process is taking place in the Senate. Look for more specifics on the budget throughout the week. I can be reached at albert@albertsummers.com with questions or comments. Thank you.